For the record, I do not smoke pot. I personally can't stand the wretched stench, and contrary to my smack talk, I'm a law-abiding rule follower. Even if and when marijuana is legalized, which it appears to be inevitable, I have no interest. I'm over quota on vices, and I do not need one more. I don't give a whip stitch if anyone else smokes dope, but I just don't want to see myself on mugshots. They'll even let you brush your hair or reapply your lipstick. In a February issue of The Economist, the cover article entitled "The Right Way to Do Drugs, Legalizing Cannabis Safely," explains how different states have handled this situation in the enormous economic boom of pot sales, thereby producing enormous income from sales tax. According to the article, in Colorado, there are more pot dispensaries than Starbucks. And not surprising, Denver has become the most popular spring break destination for college kids, giving a new meaning to John Denver's anthem, Rocky Mountain High. Hotels, now called Bud and Breakfasts, offer such amenities as pot cooking classes and joint rolling seminars. Edibles are another huge industry. Cookies, drinks, and honey laced with pot are sold at gourmet shops all over the state. Maybe now they'll be able to move that saltwater taffy that looks so lonely on the candy shelves. I must admit, while in college, I did venture to Amsterdam and appreciate the unique cultural offerings, but I was young and, as the saying goes, when in Amsterdam. Apparently, obtaining a medical marijuana card is a piece of cake. And good news for those wanting one, dandruff and acne qualify as chronic medical conditions. Last month, I went to visit my daughter in San Diego, and the reek of pot was everywhere. You could get a contact buzz just walking down the sidewalk. Going through security at the airport, my paranoia set in and I had a full-on panic attack, fearing that the drug-sniffing dog was going to latch onto me. Thanks to the Church of Bob Marley, smoking pot in Jamaica has been elevated to a religion. There is an app called Weed Maps that functions similar to Uber. You tap in your location and all the marijuana dispensaries pop up on your screen. Some dispensaries are actually cars circling around town waiting for business. I suggest that Domino's Pizza gets a piece of the action, because although I don't partake, I do have a vague recollection that pot and pizza go together like Cheech goes with Chong. I once saw a cartoon of a smiling dog saying, "I don't know what happened to your weed, but we're all out of Pringles." I don't have a strong opinion on legalizing marijuana, but remember, drunk drivers run stop signs, while high people wait for them to turn green.